Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, folks. I know that we're all coming off this fresh, new holiday weekend of Easter this last weekend, and I wanted to check in with you real quick because I wanted to make sure that everybody's doing okay and we're all set and everybody's in a good spot this morning. So I know for me, it sometimes takes a little bit of reframing and a little bit of refocus whenever I come off of holiday weekends or vacations or anything like that. So I know it's important to really sit down and take a look at where you're at. I personally had a great weekend this weekend. I was with, just my wife and my son, and we were able to get a lot of spring cleaning done, a lot of stuff done around the house. My son had I almost call it a skateboard party-esque Easter, where he's going to be 13 years old here in about a month, and, you know, he's not into all the little foo-foo kid stuff, but he still likes to be able to search around the house and be able to take a look for eggs. You know, my wife hides these little chocolate Easter eggs around the house. She has a certain number of it, and she writes a letter to him in the morning and says, here you go, go check it out and go see what you can find. And so he makes a all morning of it. Of course, he slept in like a typical teenager does, and in his Easter basket, he's into skateboarding a lot right now, so he has this nice Thrasher shirt and some other sports-related cups, like Red Sox and Bruins and some other items that mom puts all this thought into making a small little basket for him, minus all the frills and the green, you know, Easter stuff and all that good stuff. So she does a great job with it. And he's, although he's hitting the 13 years old and he's, you know, sometimes got the attitude of a 21-year-old, he literally and legitimately loves it and still wants to keep it going. He said to her before she even was able to do it, hey, you know, I don't want to be inconvenienced to you, Ma. You know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. You know, just, you know, and she was like, so the Easter Bunny does it, number one, and we're going to keep moving forward. And that's the way it's going to be. I'll tell the Easter Bunny to keep doing it. So he says with a smile and a smirk, and they move on and have a great time. And I'm there to be able to take pictures, and we count together. And if he's got a certain amount of eggs left to be able to find, we go find them. Usually each year we have about 5 eggs or 4 eggs that we can't find. This year we found them all. So it was great that he was able to locate that. We had a great morning. And then Easter ham I air fried in the afternoon. So it was a really good Easter. So here's the thing. After Easter and after holidays, what happens a lot of times? We have to face the world on a Monday after Easter might fall on that Sunday. And everybody that's out there probably has a little bit of that guilty feeling going on, right? So maybe we ate some jelly beans that we shouldn't have eaten, or dove into some of the Reese's Easter egg with filled with peanut butter and covered in chocolate eggs that everybody tends to either dive into or run away from whenever they see them at the store. Or maybe you had your ham dinner, but you also layered in some pretty good side dishes with it, some buttered mashed potatoes or carrots that were covered in marshmallows or whatever else, right? And everybody's putting all this stuff together for Easter to be able to eat your big meal. Now, a lot of times we think to ourselves, I've got a good plan. I've got a good focus. I can go ahead and make sure I make this happen. I'm still going to live my life. I can do all those things. But then all of a sudden the holiday kicks in and you got family all around and you're feeling good. Maybe you had a couple adult beverages. Maybe you're just like at a point where you're just like, okay, well, you know, this Easter is great. I've had it a really great day with family. It's relaxed. I'm good to go. And then all of a sudden you start to dive into that food and you start to stuff your face. And now today is the day of reckoning with Monday. And we're all looking in the mirror. We're all looking at ourselves. We're thinking about our actions. We're seeing how we ate. We might be up on the scale, sodium from the ham, whatever else that's happening. And so the key to this podcast here is all about the word forgiveness. We sometimes, or I should say we a lot of times, almost all the time, are our own worst critics. We are the people that beat ourselves up the most. We are the people that judge ourselves the worst out of anybody. We look at ourselves in the mirror in negative lights. We hold ourselves to a standard and a regard that sometimes a lot of people wouldn't hold their worst enemy to, but we do it to ourselves all the time. We self-sabotage, we look at ourselves and we down-talk, we beat ourselves up, we call ourselves names, we do all kinds of things that are just so self-sabotaging for us. And we beat ourselves up. So at the end of the day, if you want a worst critic, you're your own worst critic a lot of times. So here we are having a great weekend. We're enjoying the moment with our families. We're doing all the things that are necessary for us to spend good quality time. While some of us, my son is just turning 13. I want to make sure that I can spend as much time as I can because, you know, when he gets to 18 and 19, he's off to college. Then it's the beautiful wife and I and our dog. And so I want to make sure that I enjoy each moment as we're going through. So, actions, and as we're thinking about the things that we're doing and we're looking to find out how we're feeling today, right? We're looking to be able to dig in, to be able to reflect on what we're doing and how we did. So here's the thing. You got to forgive yourself. The word forgiveness is a pretty important word. To forgive somebody is something that really takes a lot of courage and a lot of work to be able to do so. You know, you hear all these stories about people that have been wronged by somebody. Maybe somebody had a heinous crime that happened to somebody in their family, and the family has come together to say, I forgive that person, although they're in jail and, you know, for the rest of their life, but I forgive them. Because religiously wise, it's the thing to do, right? But human nature wise, it's not the thing to do. A lot of times we don't want to forgive somebody that's done us wrong. And even more often, outside of the fact of maybe something was done to you or your family or those kind of things, how often do we really forgive ourselves? You know, that's when the guilt starts to kick in. So after a weekend where we spent our time with our family, we had a really enjoyable moment. We sat down with everybody. We ate well. We drank beverages. We did all the things that we're doing. Ate some candies with the kids, searched for some Easter eggs, had a great, great day. And then today, the guilty conscience kicks in, and then we start to think to ourselves, look what I did. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I just dove into all that stuff, and I'm the worst. And why am I even doing all this dieting stuff? Why am I eating healthy? Why am I trying to change out the diet that I'm eating and try to be able to do all this stuff anyway? Because I'm just a food addict. I'm just somebody that slides into it. And then all the negative talk starts. Looking at yourself in the mirror, you're saying to yourself, man, you know, I wouldn't have these love handles if I didn't have days like that was yesterday. Or, man, you know, I wouldn't be able to be winded as I walk up the stairs if I didn't stuff my face on days like that because I just give myself the reason to be able to do so. So all these excuses and all these moments that we're sitting back and we're bashing our actions and we're looking at the things that we did as negatives when you really should be looking at them as positives. Because you are living your life, you're giving yourself longevity for a length of time to be able to continue to embrace life, enjoy the moments, and then still continue to challenge yourself the next day to carry on and forgive yourself. You know, like I said, forgiveness is a big word when it comes to other people, but it's even more with you. If you can forgive the actions that you have and the things that you've done, I think that you can become a really, really healthy, healthy person. The problem is that we don't just forgive ourselves. We can say we forgive ourselves. You know what? I forgive you for doing something like that. And then you think to yourself, but what's my next step? Am I just going to do it again the next time a holiday comes around? And then we start to self-doubt again and we start to have these conversations and we start to dig in. And I only share that because that's my story. These are the things that I've done in my journey where I might be successful for a period of time and then the slide starts to happen or situations happen or negative things happen in my life. And then I start to make the excuse of it's okay because I'm allowed or, oh man, you know, I've already had 3 days of failure so far. So why continue to go down this road and let me just go ahead and let it fly and I'm going to eat whatever I want and go down the road of gaining another 50 pounds. So here's the thing. If you had a bad day eating wise, And if you had a day where you're looking at it going, I'm a big slob and I failed and I'm not good and it's just not a good situation. Step back for a second and think about the big picture here. When you were doing the eating and when you were eating the way that you did yesterday, who were you spending time with? Were you around family and friends? Were you bonding with people? Were you on the phone with your family and friends if you couldn't make it to them? Were you watching some good TV or some good sports? Were you bonding with your dog or your cat? Whatever your situation is, whatever the dynamic of what yesterday looked like, take a look at the stuff that didn't involve the food and think to yourself, how did that matter? And was it worth the investment on the outside of the food-wise, the stuff that I'm not forgiving myself for, but was it worth the time that I spent with my family? Was it worth the time that I invested in myself and gave myself some really good soul food that I could lean in on to be able to move forward with? Big picture, folks. Think about it. How are you looking at the grand scheme of things rather than the initial one very narrow-minded, thin view finder that you're looking at to be able to see exactly what the food looked like at that moment in time and how you don't forgive yourself over the fact that you ate the chocolates and the ham and the stuff? And are you looking at the big picture to say, okay, so the food was the food, but look what I did accomplish yesterday? That was my big thing. So I had good time with the family in the morning, and then we got a bunch accomplished in the afternoon. I took care of some housework that had to get done. I hung up, there was a drainage unit that needed to be put up. I put up our flag that had ripped off during one of our windstorms that we had up here at the beginning of the winter that I wanted to put up on the front of the garage. We took down a lot of our Christmas stuff that was buried under the snow of the many, many pounds of snow that we have out there. We cleaned up the yard. We took care of all of that. And we did it as a family. And we bonded together. There was no phones. There was no tablets. There was no Xboxes. There was no any of that stuff. It was just us, the three of us, spending time together and enjoying it. Now, on one hand, I might think to myself, man, I ate a lot of ham out of that air-fried ham. You know, I'm thinking to myself, oh, I made an excuse over the fact that that if I air-fry it, it's going to maybe flesh out some of the fat content and the calories. No, it didn't, but that's okay. I mean, ham's really not that bad, but what the problem with ham is that ham can be very, very high in sodium. So then that plays havoc on the scale. And so I know that if I got on the scale this morning, I'd be up probably 2 or 3 pounds because the sodium in the ham could really play havoc on my body. But I know I enjoyed my time. I had a great dinner with my family. I had a great day bonding. We had a great morning celebrating, a good weekend overall. And that's the most important part of it. And at the end of the day, I enjoyed it. So I need to forgive myself for eating the extra amounts of ham that I ate and know that today is a new day. Now, I always talk about not having to always go full bore in the fact that we need to start today off scratch, right? Start off today to say it's a new day. I'm going to do something new today. This is what I'm going to do. And you just jump right in and you go for it, right? And so for me, in my mind, I can't live that way because if I go full bore, I'm an all or nothing kind of guy. So if I say I'm going to reset and I'm just going to, you know, refocus everything I have into it, then I go way too far over to the right or over to the left of where I need to be. So my framework is, yes, it's a new day, but I just got to get back to the basics. I'm not going all in either way. I need to get back to what I know, and today is a new day. So I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to track what I need to track. I'm going to work out how I need to work out. I'm going to do the things that are necessary. And the most important piece to it is I'm going to forgive myself for yesterday and I'm going to give myself credit for today because today is a new day and today is a day that I'm going to accomplish my goals and today is a day that I'm going to do the things that are necessary for me to be successful, the things that I know how to do, the things that I know that I've set myself up for success in the past and I've been down the road of being successful. So what's one day going to do? What's one weekend going to do? It's going to do nothing. It's just a blip on the screen. That's where we get the struggle going. That's where we have a hard time of understanding why is it so hard for me to forgive myself for one day or one weekend of divulging into maybe some adult beverages or some food that I shouldn't have. Come on. One weekend is not going to derail your whole entire life. Okay? So do that today. If you're struggling, if you're thinking to yourself, man, I really went off the rails yesterday, and I know how that feels, and I know that feeling. I'm not necessarily at that point today, but I do feel, and I've been down that road before, and I know that a lot of folks are struggling today because they are at that point of reckoning. They look back and they reflect on how they did, and they're just struggling with that. So what are you going to do with it? Are you going to wallow in your sorrows? Are you going to sit down and just go, oh man, it was just so bad. I can't believe I did what I did. Oh, I'm a failure and I suck. Or are you going to look at yourself and say, okay, great. I had some great time with my family. I had great time with friends. I enjoyed myself. And it was one day in the life of Shane Lakita. And now I'm going to move on to making today great and be better today than I was yesterday. And that's it. It's simple. Compartmentalize it. Don't think of it as being an end all. Think of it as being a small step in your journey of how far you want to be. It's really important to do that. So today, if you're struggling, forgive yourself. List out the things that you did yesterday that were actually beneficial and soul food and heartfelt and really mattered in your life. And don't worry about the food. Today is a new day to go ahead and get back on track with your food. Okay? Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.